Morning. I like our worship this morning. Do you know why? Because you are singing German songs. This last song is a wonderful German song. And they had to translate it into English and into Chinese. And then the choir was wonderful. I thought I was in a German church. Because your harmony was just like they sing it over there. So I'm very thrilled to be again here with you in Cupertino. If somebody would come up to you
and
say, do you know God?
你知道什么?
How do you know him?
你如何的知道认识这个神?
Has he ever talked to you?
他跟你说过话吗?
Have you seen him?
你看见过他吗?
What would you answer?
你怎么回答呢?
That's what we want to talk about today. Because the occasion will come to you that people will ask you questions and you need to be prepared to answer those questions. Before we speak, I want to read with you from the first chapter of Romans. And we'll read chapter 1, verse 16 to 21.
好, 我现在给大家来读。 罗马书第一章16节, 我不以福音为耻, 这福音本是神的大能, 要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人，因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如今上所记，一人必因信得生。原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上，就是那些行不义、阻挡真理的人。 神的事情，人所知道的，愿显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明了。自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄。
Many years ago, I was invited to speak at a missionary conference. In fact, it was 52 years ago. I was flying from Los Angeles to Chattanooga, Tennessee. Do you know where Chattanooga is? How many of you have been to Chattanooga? Oh, there's so many of you who have never even heard about Chattanooga. But a few of you have been there. Now, the night before I got on that plane, I was very busy at home. I was working on some project that took me all night. And finally at 5 o'clock in the morning, I finished. And I just had time to take a shower and then to race out to the airport.
I 仅仅有一点的时间，洗了一个澡，然后就赶快的到了机场。
And of course, I was dead tired. And when I got onto that plane, I had a prayer. Lord, do not let anybody sit next to me. Because if somebody sits next to me, I have to talk to them and I don't feel like talking. And I know that I'll have to witness to him. And I don't feel like witnessing at anybody. And then I kind of leaned against the wall of the plane and pretended I was sleeping. And people came into that plane.
人就开始来登机了,
but I had put my coat on the seat next to me. and they all went past. And finally, no more people were coming in and they closed the door. And I said, Lord, thank you for answering my prayer. And then we waited a few more minutes. And then they opened the door again. And one person was coming in. And he came in and there were no more seats left on the plane. And he came in and looked down. He said, is anybody sitting with you? I said, no, I have reserved this for you. And then I tried to sleep some more. But in those days, they were still serving breakfast on the plane. Now they just give you peanuts. So they were bringing the breakfast in, and I was eating breakfast, and he was eating breakfast. And I thought it was 实在没有礼貌 if I did not talk to him. It'd be terribly impolite. And so I said, I better ask him a question. This was a non-stop flight from Los Angeles to Atlanta. And I asked him, where are you going? What an intelligent question. It shows you how tired I was. And he said, to Atlanta. And I answered, so am I. Then I asked him another question. It was a little bit better. I said, where are you from? And then he began to tell me who he was. He said, I am an electrical engineer. And he was not Chinese. He said, I originally came from South Africa. And I'm living in New York. And he said, my family was killed in Germany. And they were killed by Hitler. Now, when he mentioned that to me, I really should have kept quiet and not told him that I was a German. But I don't know why, but it came out of my mouth. I said, when I was a young person, I was a great admirer of Adolf Hitler. And during World War II days, my whole life was very much enthusiastically supporting what Hitler was doing. And And when I had said this, I looked over to him, and he looked like somebody had taken a sledgehammer and hit him over the head.
我说完这句话以后，看看他，他就像一个人被一个大锤狠狠地打了一下一样。
Can you imagine this?
你能想象吗？
Here a man says he has just lost his family. They were killed. And here somebody sitting next to him says, I was a great supporter of Hitler.
像旁边一个人刚刚说他失去了很多的亲人，但是我在却告诉他，我是希特勒的一个忠实的支持者。
You know, here's a lesson in communication.
这是一个交通的一个。
When you want to communicate something, you must get that person's attention.
跟别人说话的时候，第一件重要的事是要得到他的注意。
Because if you don't have their attention, it's no use talking.
没有注意力的话，也就没有好的沟通。
See, while I'm telling the story, I'm looking at you, and you're all listening to my story.
当我跟你讲故事的时候，我看看你，你的眼睛，你在看着我，认真的听。
I haven't seen anyone fall asleep yet.
现在还没有看到有人在睡觉。
So the first thing is get his attention, and now I had this man's attention.
第一件重要的事就是要得到这些人的注意力。现在我得到了。
And all of a sudden, I was wide awake.
从现在开始，我就非常的清醒。
And we started a conversation.
我们开始了沟通对话。
It lasted 5 hours, all the way to Atlanta.
我们的对话持续了五个小时，直到我们到达了。
It was a no-stop conversation we had together.
持续不断的谈话。
In fact, he couldn't get away from me.
事实上，他不能够甩掉我，因为我。
Because he was belted in there in the plane, and he couldn't get up and walk outside.
他被这个安全带捆在这个座椅上。
And we listened together.
我们听对方的谈话。
And I began to tell him that my life since those days had been radically changed.
我告诉他，后来我的生命发生了巨大的翻转。
He said, "How did it change?"
他说，怎么会发生这样的？
I said, "I met a person."
哦，我跟他讲，我遇到一个人。
And that person was Jesus Christ.
这个人就是耶稣基督。
And my life was totally changed from those days.
我的生命全份完全的改变。
I said, even though I had been raised in a Christian home, I had no personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
我告诉他，虽然我成长在一个基督徒的家庭，可是我对跟神没有任何的关系。
And then I began to share with him how I had come to know Jesus.
然后我跟他分享说我是如何的来认识耶稣基督的。
As a 14-year-old teenager in Shanghai,
当我是一个14岁的一个年轻人住在上海的时候。
And of course, I had a lot of time to tell him all the details.
当然，我有很多细节的来告诉他。
And when I finished, I asked him a question.
当我结束的时候，问他一个问题。
This time it was a good question.
这次是一个好的。
Is God personal to you?
神跟你有很亲密的关系吗？
Do you know him?
你认识神吗？
And he said, well, I told you before, I'm a Jew.
他说，哦，我跟你讲过，我是一个犹太人。
And I know there is a God.
我知道有一位神。
But I don't know him personally.
但是我跟他没有个人的一个交往。
Besides, he says, how can anybody get to know God?
另外，人是如何能够来认识神呢？
So as soon as I heard this, I said, all right, here comes the second principle in communication.
刚听到他这句话，我就想到了我们沟通技巧的第二条。
When you want to tell somebody something new, you start from something that he already knows.
当你跟别人讲一件他不知道的事情的时候，你要把他知道的事情连起来。
From the known to the unknown.
从知道的连到被不知道的。
Now, just shortly before I got on that plane, I had been reading a book.
在我登机以前不久，我看过一本书。
And this book was written by a very famous Jewish theologian and philosopher.
这本书是被是一个啊犹太人的神学家来写。
His name was Martin Buber.
他的名字是马丁布伯。
You probably have never heard of him.
你可能从来没听说过。
I hadn't heard of him until I read that book.
我也没听说过，直到我读过他的书。
And so I asked this man. I says, "Have you ever heard of this Jewish theologian?"
所以我就问这个人说，哎，你听说过这个犹太神学家吗？
And he says, yes, I've heard of him.
Oh, 他说他对我听说过。
I said, that's good.
Oh, 太好了。
Now he knows something that I know, and we can share in this.
现在他知道的是我也知道，所以我
可以分享。I said, you know, Martin Buber once made a very important statement.
马丁布伯做过一个很重要的发现和证明。
And his statement was this. He said, the Jewish people have always believed that there's only one God.
布伯说犹太人总是承认他们只有一位神。
The Jews were surrounded by people that had many, many different gods.
犹太人被他们附近的一些信多教的人来包围着。
And even today, as we go throughout the world, there are many gods in many different countries.
现在如果我们走到世界各地旅游的话，我们就发现很多地方有很多的神。
But the Jewish people told us that there's only one God.
但是犹太人说这个世界只有一位神。
And he, I said, I told him, I said, do you believe this?
我问他，你相信吗？
And he said, yes, I do.
说我相信只有一位神。
I said, but there's a second thing that Martin Buber said.
第二件事，马丁布伯发现。
This God, the only one God, he has made himself known to us.
这位神是唯一的一位神，他可以启示他自己。
He is a personal God.
他愿意跟人有亲密的关系。
And so he said to me, well, have you ever seen him?
他问我说，你见过他吗？
I said, no, I haven't.
我告诉他，我也没见过。
In fact, that's what the Bible tells us.
但是圣经告诉我。
He says, no man has seen God at any time.
圣经说，没有人见过神。
He says, well, then how can you get to know God?
他说，那我们怎么知道认识这位神呢？
I said, let me tell you about this God.
我跟他说，让我告诉你。
This is a God that speaks.
这位神跟我们说话。
When I was growing up in China,
当我在中国长大的时候，
we often, during the summertime, would go to mountains because it was cooler there.
夏天的时候我们就到山上去，因为那里凉快。
And I lived in the province of Hunan, and there we had the Nanyu Mountains, now they call them the Hengshan Mountains.
我住在湖南，那里有一个山叫恒山。
And it was a very famous, famous mountain there in China, one of the holy mountains.
一个很著名的山，一个很圣洁的山。
And many pilgrims would come from many different parts of the province and of the land.
中国地上的很多教徒到这里山上去。
And they would right at the top of this mountain, there was a big temple.
在山顶上有一个很大的庙。
And they would bow in front of this and throw themselves on their faces in front of that idol.
他们就会低头来拜。
And I very soon, even when I was a child growing up, began to wonder, here's an idol they worship, but that idol cannot speak.
自从我小的时候，我就非常的来怀疑，这样一个偶像，这个偶像根本不能说话。
He has eyes, but he can't see.
他有眼睛，可是看不到。
He has ears, but he cannot hear.
他有耳朵，可是听不到。
He has hands, he cannot do anything.
他有手，可是不能做。
And he's got feet and cannot walk.
他有脚，可是不能走路。
To the Jewish people, a God who could not speak was not a God.
对犹太人来说，一个神不能讲话是不可想象的。
But this is a God that speaks.
但是这位神的确讲话。
Remember how God spoke to the first people in the world?
你记得这个神第一次跟谁在说话吗？
Adam and Eve.
亚当和夏娃。
When they had sinned against God, God was looking for them and he says, Adam, where are you?
当亚当夏娃犯罪了以后，神寻找他们，问他们，你们在哪里？
He was a God that spoke to people.
这是一位神，他跟人讲话。
He was a God that spoke to Moses.
这位神，他跟摩西来讲话。
He spoke to David.
他跟大卫讲话。
He spoke to many people throughout the world.
他跟世界上很多人讲过话。
And in fact, in the scriptures we have where God speaks to us through the prophets. And this God also has a name. He is not an unknown person. In fact, he has many names. And all the names reveal the character of who he is. That God is holy. God is loving. God is forgiving. And he's interested in people. People don't have to sacrifice in front of that God. In fact, God has sacrificed his son for us. That's how he shows how much God loves us. So as I was speaking to this man next to me, he was listening very intently. And every now and then he would ask me a question. And then we talk about those things. Now, I don't have 5 hours with you this morning to tell you all I told him. But I'll tell you briefly some things that I mentioned to him. He again and again said, "How can you get to know God?" And I said to him, God has revealed himself to us. He said, how? I said, the first thing, it's God has revealed himself through creation. Look at your Bible again. Here in verse 20. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities have been clearly seen. Here it says, the things about God that you cannot see with your eyes, all these things he has revealed to us through the things he has made. So the first way that God reveals himself is through creation. And when you look at this world, we must marvel and wonder, how did this world come into being? Because all of nature is a creation of God. If you've ever gone to a high mountain and you have looked around, you have wondered, where did this all come from? If you've traveled across the seas, you wonder, where did all this water come from? And as you look down, as you took a walk, you see a little yellow flower coming up out of a dirty ground. Where did this come from? And you can see God's handiwork and God's creative power in this whole universe that we see. It says the things, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature can be understood. So that we are without excuse. And a man can never say, I didn't know anything about God, once he has seen what God has made. And in Psalm 19 we read that the heavens declare the glory of God.
在诗篇19篇里面说, 穹苍述说神的荣耀。
And the skies proclaim the work of his hands.
穹苍述说神的手段。
All the stars and everything he has made, they're all an indicator. There is a God behind all of this.
所有的星空告诉我们神是一位创造的神。
From the biggest trees to the smallest plant, God has made all of that.
从一个很大的树到一个很小的一个植物，都告诉我们神是一个创造的神。
So the world around us bears testimony to God's presence and to God's revelation.
所以我们四周的万物都告诉我们神的存在。
The second thing, how God reveals himself, is through our conscience.
第二件是神告启示他自己是告给我们一个是非的心。
Turn over the page in Romans to chapter 2 verse 15.It says, since they show that the requirements of the law are written on their hearts, and their conscience also bearing witness.
这是显出律法的功用，刻在他们心里，他们是非之心同作见证。
God reveals himself by doing two things for us.
神用两件事来启示他自己。
He takes his word, his laws, his commands, his will, and writes them on our hearts.
神把他的话，把他的律法刻在我们的心里。
And every person in the world has God's word, God's will, God's laws written on their heart.
世界上每一个人的心里都有神的话。
They might never have seen a Bible, but on their hearts they know when they are disobeying God. And the second thing he does, he has given to everyone a conscience. He says their conscience also bearing witness.
说他们的是非之心同作见证。
A conscience is like a GPS.
是非之心就像一个我们开车用的 GPS.
If you follow the GPS, you get to the destination.
如果你跟从这个 GPS 的话，你就会到达你的目的地。
But if you take a wrong turn,
但是你如果自己随便做了一个
there's a voice that comes to you.
有一个声音就出来。
Usually the voice of a woman. So I turn off the woman, I want to listen to a man's voice. And it says, make a U-turn if at all possible. We have a conscience. And when we do something that's wrong,Our conscience tells us. There's a voice speaking to us. It tells you you're doing the wrong thing. With some people, you can tell very quickly about their conscience. Sometimes, if they tell a lie, their face turns red. We notice that more with children, don't we? Because some of us adults, we can lie without showing any emotion. But our conscience will always be there to tell us. But then there's still another way that God reveals himself. And that's through his word.God spoke his word through men of God, the prophets.
神是通过他的很多的先知来教育我们。
And in Hebrews, the first chapter, the first verse, it says, God spoke in time past through our forefathers, through the prophets.
希伯来书一章一节说，神在古时借着众先知多方多
And there's a phrase that we again and again see in the scripture, Thus says the Lord.
圣经里的每一句话都启示我们的神。
It tells us this is what God wants us to know. And that's why it's so important for us not to neglect the Bible. And it's not good enough just to have the Bible in front of us on a Sunday. We need it every day. Because we need to hear from God speaking to us. See, this is how God reveals himself to us. And when it says he revealed himself, it says he did it in many different ways. He did it through dreams. He did it through visions. He did it through many special signs and wonders. God has revealed himself. In fact, today, there are many, many Muslims who are finding Christ because of dreams. You can go through YouTube and find out how many people have become Christians and turned from their Muslim faith to Jesus Christ. God tells them in a dream to go to a certain place. And they find that place, there are Christians that lead them to Christ. Amazing stories. When I was in Taiwan working there about 50 or nearly 60 years ago, we once went out to Ma Kung. Ma Kung is the capital city there.
Ma Kung.
Yeah. How many of you have been to Ma Kung? Not many. Oh my, you need to go to Ma Kung. There are actually 64 islands, the Penghu Islands. But not all of them are inhabited. But there are about 7-8 islands that are inhabited. And when I was there, shortly after honeymoon, I was assigned to go there for meetings. And I spent 2 weeks over there. We had a few co-workers, and we went on little boats from island to island preaching in places. It was very primitive. They did not have any hotels. They had no electricity. And when you wanted to take a bath, you went in the middle of the village. And there was a well, and they had buckets, and you pulled the water out of the well. And then you started to take a bath in public. And of course, a lot of people started coming around looking. And especially when I took a bath, they came and looked at this white man taking a bath. But anyway, we came to one island. And they told me a fascinating story. These are mainly fishermen who live on those islands. And this one fisherman one night had a dream. And God appeared to him in the dream. He said, I am the only God, and you must worship me. And I will give you 10 commandments to follow. Now, this man had never been to a church. He had never seen a pastor. No missionaries there. There was absolutely no contact. But God had spoken to him in that dream. And one of the and he says, now you must share that with the other people on the island.
神告诉他要跟岛上的每一个人来分享。
And he did.
他做了。
Now, some of the people that could understand when God says, you must not kill, you must not steal.
岛上的 有些人明白神的教导，你不能杀人，也不能够偷窃。
But there was one commandment they didn't understand.
但是有一个诫命他们不明白。
To keep the Sabbath.
那就是要守安息日。
And they didn't know what to do with that.
他们真的不知道如何来守。
But the man kept preaching, so finally they called him Mr. Sabbath.
但是这个人经常的去跟他们讲你要守安息日。
And he said, one of the rules is on that Sabbath day, you cannot go out fish. You have, this is a day of rest, and you must worship God on that day.
安息日告诉说，在那天你不能够出去打鱼，你必须来敬拜神。
And he never went out fishing.Because he said, if you don't obey God's commandments, God will punish you. But one day he broke that commandment. And he went out on the boat, and there was a big storm, and the boat sank. And the people were shocked. And they said, what this man said must be true because it happened. You cannot break God's laws. Many years later, there was a pastor that came to that place preaching to them. He said, I want to tell you about this one God.They said, we already know. He says, he's given us 10 commandments. They said, we know what those commandments are. And then they told him the story. See, God can reveal himself to people in ways that we can never understand. But then it says,In the final days, God has revealed himself through his Son. When God says, I want to communicate a message to man, I'm sending my own Son. And he will live with them. And he will reveal me.Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me.
耶稣基督说，我就是真理、道路和生命。借着我，没有我，没有人可以到。
And if we really want to know God,
如果你真的实在想认识神，
it comes we receive Jesus Christ into our life.
我们必须接受耶稣基督做我们的救主。
And that's what I shared with this man.And he listened. And when we arrived in Atlanta, he had to catch a flight to New York and I had to fly to Chattanooga. And I wanted to say goodbye to him. He says, No, I'll take you to your gate.
我跟他讲再见，可是这个人坚持要跟我一起走到我要去的那个门。
And I said, 不要送。
So,
so he followed me. He went with me to my gate.
所以他就跟着我，我们一起走到我要去的那个机门口。
And when we got to the gate, he gave me a great big hug.Here this Jewish person gave this German a hug. He said, I want to thank you. Thank you for talking to me. And thank you for telling me that God reveals himself. And that I can know him.And then he said, the first thing I will do when I get to New York, I'll buy myself a New Testament.
我就要买一本新约圣经。
I have one deep regret.
Regret,
yeah.
我有一个非常很深的遗憾。
I never got his name or his address.
我没有问他的名字和地址。
Or his email. They didn't have email in those days. But this man began to understand that the he worship is a God who's not keeping himself secret, but he reveals himself to us.
So this man now realizes that we now worship this God. He is not putting himself in a secret area.
Let me ask this final question.
让我问你一个最后的问题。
Is God personal to you?
你跟神有亲密的关系吗？
Do you really know him?
你真的认识他吗？
If you know him, then there's that assurance in your heart.
如果你真的知道他，认识他的话，你的心里就有一个。
Yes, I know him.
是的，我知道他。
Because Jesus Christ lives in me.
因为耶稣基督住在我的心里。
But if somebody should be here this morning and does not know God,
那些不认识神的人，其实他们今天应该在这里。
I trust that you'll invite Jesus Christ to come into your life.
我相信你都邀请耶稣基督来到你的心里。
And if there's anything you need to know about God, Jesus will reveal Him to you.
如果你想认识神的不管你想认识神的哪一方面，你都要邀请耶稣基督来到你。
Let's pray together. Father, thank you that you have revealed yourself to us.
天父，我们感谢你，你启示了你自己。
That you have shown to us that you are real and that you love us.
你启示我们，你是一个真的神，你爱我们。
Lord, make us faithful in telling that story to others.
神，你是那位信实的神，你要我们把故事告诉我们。
And Lord, if there's someone here today who does not know you,
父啊，如果有人在这里不知道你
，Lord, I pray that you will move their hearts to come to you.
神啊，你就挪去他们的心，让他们能够来认识你。
And that you will make them new people in Christ.
让他就知道他认识耶稣基督。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.